Leftist UK politician calls for hate crime investigation of Lawrence Fox. By Alan Bokhari on June 30, 2022. Caroline Russell, a Green Party politician in the UK, called on the Metropolitan Police to investigate anti-woke campaigner Lawrence Fox over a tweet comparing the modern-day Pride movement to fascism. Russell is a member of the London Assembly, the elected body that scrutinizes the activities of the Mayor of London, where she sits on the Police and Crime Committee. Fox, an actor-turned-anti-woke firebrand, ran for Mayor of London in 2021 on a platform opposing political correctness, gaining 1.9% of the vote. He is the founder of his party, Reclaim, and has publicly opposed a number of progressive causes, including COVID lockdowns, Black Lives Matter and the transgender movement. His new mini-documentary, Groomed, covers the sexualization of children in British schools and is available for free on YouTube. Last weekend, Fox was briefly locked out of his Twitter account after posting an image of four leftist progress flags arranged to look like a swastika. Twitter swiftly locked Fox's account for hate speech, forcing him to delete the tweet. You can openly call the British flag a symbol of fascism and totalitarianism on Twitter, said Fox in response to Twitter's decision. You cannot criticize the holy flags. Following this instance of now routine political censorship on Twitter's part, Russell demanded that Britain's Metropolitan Police get involved and investigate Fox for hate crimes. As a London Assembly member and a member of the Police and Crime Committee, I hope the Met Police will look into Lawrence Fox using pride flags to create Nazi imagery and posting the images on a public platform, said Russell. This is a hate crime. This is the UK, not China, responded Fox. Good to know you would like to see your political opponents prosecuted for hate, locked up and probably worse. So thanks for proving my point for me. In a comment to Breitbart News, Fox said Russell's call for dissident speech to be investigated proved his point about the authoritarian bent of his critics. The West has totally fallen, and that's the thing that concerns me the most, said Fox. We need to have dissident voices. If you don't have dissident voices, you don't have a conversation. You don't have a free democracy, which involves lots of different point of view. We cannot have elected officials calling for police forces to arrest political dissidents. I am deliberately provocative, that is the way I go about things. But it is very worrying that an official would call for me to be interrogated by the police. They want concentration camps for people like me, hence the swastika. Alan Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Follow him on Twitter at @LibertarianBlue.